This river is not going to be the same as it was yesterday or tomorrow, okay? So we need to assess the dangers and the cautions and read the signs every time we come down to this river, even if it is the same part. It might be flowing faster, there might be more trees that have fallen down, the river might be higher.
Hi, I'm Jess Stewart and I'm an education team leader for Life Saving Victoria.
What's happening here today?
So we have school students, these are your fives to sixes, coming down, about 80 of them, and doing a water safety program. They do five activities, three are in the water and two are on the land, and it's all about prevention and learning the dangers of water, and especially where we are, specific to the river, so that they can stay safe in the water and play safe by the water.
This is part of a sort of a state tour, is that right?
Yes, it is. So over the next 3 weeks, we'll be visiting about 1,000 children in different regional areas, teaching them how to be safe around different waterways, both rivers, lakes, submarine pools, various conditions. And in term four, we do them at beaches.
Learning life-saving skills for the river is quite different to a pool, isn't it?
Yes, completely different. So I suppose the big thing with a pool is that it's a controlled, or as controlled as water can be, environment, and there's often a lifeguard on duty, whereas at the river, there's so many variable factors. It changes every day. Sometimes it changes between different hours, and generally at rivers there is no lifeguard on duty.
It is important, isn't it? Because things do happen in the river.
I can tell you that 11 people have drowned over last summer. That's over Victoria, and five of those were in inland waterways. So yes, it is serious, which is why we're here to tell you how to be safe so that you can enjoy the water, because swimming is a fantastic activity, but you need to know how you can do it in a safe way. And I suppose a big thing is to never swim alone, because in 40% of drownings, people that drowned were by themselves.
And that brings us on to flooding. Bad things can be in the water that might be even more dangerous, such as more rocks, but particularly with floods, it could be like parts of houses or parts of cars, or if it's been really, really bad, barbed wire fences, even dead animals.
These students here today, what do they need to be aware of?
So a big thing to be aware of is the key messages that we're sending out, such as never swim alone, to look before you leap, not just to go jumping in the water, to always enter slowly and carefully, feet first. And I suppose to be aware of all of the different things in rivers, such as submerged objects, such as changing currents, varying depths. The fact that they might have come here last month, but that does not mean that it's the same. We were here yesterday and the river is already, the tide has risen, the current's a bit stronger today than yesterday. So just between 2 days, there's already significant changes that we're looking at. So we're teaching the kids how they can look at that themselves. So when they come down with their friends or their family, they can assess their environment before they make a decision about swimming and where they choose to swim.
How do you teach the students these messages?
We have 8 instructors here today and they're all trained in how to teach and what they're going to be teaching, as well as all being lifesavers and lifeguards. And we have a set program that we do teach them, that all of our instructors know the set program and the key messages, as well as having experience around different waterways to be able to answer any questions they have.
The students that have done the course, are you seeing the message getting through to them?
Yeah, I think we are. I'm not saying that they're going to walk away experts, because a lot of them have a low level of knowledge before they come. However, we've definitely had kids that have come back before that never knew how they could rescue someone without getting in the water and just swimming to them. And they've said, you know, my friend got in trouble and I threw out a rope to them, or I threw a boogie board for them to hold on to so they could float and kick back in. And that's what we're trying to encourage.